Many lakes around Alberta have started to go under blue-green algae bloom advisories as the drought-like conditions we face this summer brew the perfect storm for the blooms to form on our lakes. Tracy Scott, the provincial head of industry and government relations for Ducks Unlimited Canada, spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about what exactly blue-green algae is and how the blooms occur.
In its simplest terms, blue-green algae is a microscopic organism or group of organisms, typically known as cyanobacteria. They are present in virtually all water bodies. They tend to manifest themselves more in lakes that are shallow, are exposed to a large input of excess nutrients, and are exposed to sunlight. And so that's a typical Alberta lake. So it's not uncommon for blue-green algae blooms to appear throughout the province, especially later in the summer.
Like most things from Mother Nature, blue-green algae blooms can't just simply be stopped. Scott goes into detail on what kind of actions are taken to lessen the risk of an algae bloom from forming in Alberta's lakes.
There's a number of measures that have been tried and are being utilized. From DUC's perspective, the best long-term response to excess nutrients is a well-managed watershed. Of note, most lakes in Alberta are what are known as prairie-fed lakes, which means that they are fed strictly by overland flow and do not have a stream or a river feeding them. What that means is that all that water that's running off of the contributing watershed picks up nutrients and pollutants and a bunch of other contaminants that will eventually end up in the lake. So if you manage your watershed properly, which means maintaining your wetlands, restoring your wetlands, maintaining perennial upland cover, so native grassland and forest cover, and restoring some of that, you can effectively capture, store, and treat a lot of that nutrient load that would eventually end up in the lake.
If a lake near you is being attacked by a blue-green algae bloom, the actions to take to keep yourself as well as your family safe are simple.
The first thing you want to do is to not drink the water or swim in it. So those are reactive measures after a bloom is in place.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.